All right, good evening. Welcome to another episode, Questions and Answers with the Elohim. And also the Ra Group are involved with answering your questions. 1 hour live channeling with Terry Brown, located in Arizona, and the facilitator, Win Free, also located in Sedona, Arizona. And as usual, this is a conference call, a simulcast with a conference call. Bunch of people are here, more people joining in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
All right. And I welcome Nick and Debbie and Antonio.
Hello.
And let's see. We are 3 minutes away from the hour. Let's wait and see who else is going to appear. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Grandma White Dove in Idaho. Hi.
Hi, Grandma White Dove. Welcome.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Antonio.
How's everyone been?
Good on my end. How have you been?
Doing not too bad. I haven't been able to tune into the calls and that. I'm not working up in the cranes at the moment. I'm down on the ground. So I can't tune in and listen to the calls.
Right.
Yeah. I have listened to a few of the replays on the replay on the website, though, so that's been pretty cool.
Cool.
Yeah, that's been good. It's good. I caught the one with Fred and Isabella.
Yes, it was a good one, yeah, on a Sunday. Yeah. Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, my name is Kat, and I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, Kat. Welcome back. How are you?
Hi, good.
Kat.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
I spent the night in a hotel over there. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you. Kat, you have been with us a few times, right?
Yes.
Only as of lately, correct?
Yes. Probably about a month ago, I discovered Win and Terry on a YouTube channel.
All right.
A video of them.
And on that
YouTube video, it talked about this call. So here I am.
Right. Awesome. Hey, warm welcome to you, Kat. And two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location. You're welcome.
It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Welcome, Don.
Hi,
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, man.
Hi, Don.
And Kat, she's been on Whole Planet Healing also.
All right.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad everyone's doing well. I missed most of the calls, though. I've got to listen to a few more of the replays.
Right. And welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jill from Rochester, Minnesota.
Welcome to you, Jill.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Nick. Yes.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, thank you, sir. Good. That's good. It's been quite safe here in Australia with this corona and all that stuff, so we've been quite lucky here.
All right.
Alleged coronavirus.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Win.
Welcome, Win.
Hi, Win.
Hello, Win. Hi, Win.
Hi, Win.
And the next person that joined in, we welcome you. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane.
Two more things.
Hi, John.
Two more things. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Terry.
Terry and Cecil. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry. Hi. I got my wife Betty with me tonight.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Betty. Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Jill. Hey, love you guys.
Love you, too.
And we all do, Betty and Cecil. We love you guys.
Thank you, hon.
You don't have to, you don't
you
have
too.
To be a... Right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Welcome,
Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey,
everybody.
Cecil and Betty, I'm still waiting for those adoption papers to come through.
Good, I'll have a new brother.
is somebody adopting Antonio?
Me.
My grandpa. We already adopted him.
Not official yet, but it's close enough. We love him
anyway.
So let
me know when that happens.
Yeah.
I want to know when I get a new brother.
You want to be warned when you get a new brother.
Dad, you missed 44 of my birthdays.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Positive greetings from Sedona.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
Hello.
Antonio, we have a big backlog of presents coming our way.
I also want to welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio, questions and answers with the Elohim, and also the Ra Group is involved with this. You can submit a question per email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Two more people joined in. We welcome you. Please say a name and location.
Hi, Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome,
hi, Janine.
Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Wanda from Saskatchewan.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And the next caller, welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer. Welcome.
Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
When did you get my question?
How did you send it?
In a text. It's almost like an email.
You did a text?
Yes.
That'll be innovative.
I am so impressed.
Text makes me
good for you.
Text makes me anxious too, but...
What you can do, Antonio, is per text, send it to his email address. Just fill out the email address in the address bar.
You can do that with a text?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to avoid emails.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Phyllis in Port Angeles, Washington.
Wow.
Welcome, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Still moving further south?
No, more went west.
Okay.
West, young man.
Mm-hmm. You almost concerned me.
The question I sent is about my crown chakra.
About what?
Did it get blocked? My crown chakra. Why did it get blocked? And how... How do I unblock it?
Okay.
Antonio, it's your clown chakra.
Oh. Yeah,
it's actually for you, it's your corona chakra, right?
Yeah. My corona.
Wynn, do you have enough questions for tonight?
I'm just going through them right now.
Because I have one, but I didn't send it in yet.
It's just that Antonio's was going to take so long to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to go through 500 lifetimes.
I don't know if we got that long.
No.
How are you, Wynn?
How am I?
Yes. Hello, Terry.
Hi, Yetta.
You know what? It ain't Look. Worth answering that question, although you mean it in a good way. So, you know, I'll give the sock answer of being fine. We're fine.
Well, you're here. That's a good sign.
Stay still human.
Yes.
So far.
Still breathing.
We are.
That was Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was Yellow. Hi, Nick.
No, sorry.
Hi, Nick.
Good. Me. How are you?
Hi, Nick.
Hello.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
And I've been, I've had to miss out on a few of the calls. I've been working down on the ground, so I haven't had the opportunity to be able to listen in. So normally
like
I'm up
when you
in
come
the crane.
In.
Yes.
You must get really good reception when you're up in your job there.
Yeah. I'm closer to the Elohim that way. So it's a great,
yeah,
great
right. Closer to God.
More grounded at the moment, which is good for the energies that are coming in. So.
Good evening and welcome to the conference call. Feel free to say a name or location. And, of course, also to not do so, we welcome you. And if you just joined in online through BBS, we welcome you. Thank you for being here.
Phyllis, are you there? Phyllis.
Yes.
Are you tracking this thing that's going on in Seattle?
No. What's going on?
I mean, the Black Lives Matter took over, I think, 6 square blocks of the city.
Mm-hmm.
The police don't go into it, and they're controlling it. They're walking around with guns and machine guns.
Wow.
Oh, God.
It's been going on for days now. And the mayor has approved it. She says, I like this.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, God. So someone gets killed.
They need a different mayor.
Yeah, I would say.
I heard they're making their own police now in their organization.
The only problem is that they're running out of food and everything, and that they got no supplies coming in.
Wow.
So they're begging for food.
Wow.
Only vegetarian food.
Mm-hmm.
Who is begging? Who doesn't have food?
The people that locked themselves in locked themselves in the 6 square block city. They named Chaz.
They changed the name yesterday. They call it something else now. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Dawn in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Hey, Dawn. Welcome.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I don't have TV anymore. I couldn't stand it.
Oh,
well, this will be online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the main news on your computer.
Uh-huh.
And you might have
maybe
to Google it.
Want to read it. Some people don't want to know.
They can't stand that either.
See, I knew that somebody who cared about me would let me know what's important.
That's right. Thank you.
I could not understand either of you.
I said you could watch your TV without watching it.
Oh. I am. I look at it and I say, wow, look at that black thing.
Last thing sitting in my living room.
You know, it's funny. I had the same thought go through my head today. Because I have an old tube TV in here.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hasn't been turned on in years.
Hasn't turned it on in years.
My dad used to make cabinets out of them after.
Mm. Well, I've got to...
All right, we're going to start.
Many blessings to you all, man.
Kaius, you ready?
All right, yes, I got the things, and I'm going to mute the phone lines.
Muted.
June 17th.
The recording has started.
This is June 17th, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. Are you there, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here, and I've got a question. How do I turn my headset on without turning the call off?
Well, you'll have to wait. You'll have to wait
for the Elohim.
You'll have to wait for the channeling, and I'll ask them.
Well,
how
goes.
Do you turn?
Do you do it twice or once?
To turn it on?
Yeah, to turn the headset on.
To turn it on, you hold it down for about 5 seconds until 10 seconds, 5 to 10 seconds. Then it makes a funny little.
Okay.
So we're waiting for Terry to get on her website. Hello to everyone.
Here we are. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Listen, somebody's got to be an expert around here.
I know.
Now, if anyone that's listening on BBS wants to have the courage to ask a question, we probably have room for one more question now. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And we've got our questions lined up, and we're going to be asking our sources questions that you have submitted to me, us, about relevant things happening in your life. And
well, it doesn't have to be that. It can be philosophical or a whole range of stuff.
Or else it could even be irrelevant things happening in your life. We get a bunch of those. I won't say from who, but hang on, I'm just organizing the question. Lynn, you're sounding brilliant. I'm much smarter when I don't talk. Okay. Are we I think we're recording. Yes. We're going to start. And we start out with an invocation. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each one of us. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is a combination of each of us standing ready for the appropriate individual within the groups, soul groups of the Elohim and Ra group, to answer any questions as we are able to assist wherever we might for the highest good. If we ever say anything that doesn't make total sense to you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line. We don't come through the computer. We tried that, but it didn't work. We got lost in all the circuitry. So we come directly to each and every one of you. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I'll just mention that anyone listening on the internet that would like to submit a question, you can send an email to questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Okay, and we're going to start with our questions. And I'm going to ask the first question. If you were going to give a review of the state of the world right now, from your perspective, what would you say?
We would say that it is an individual thing, and individuals do not have to buy into what is broadcast regularly on the news. Individuals can make their own space and time and goals, and can put their own house in order, and that you can't judge a society by the bad news of a few mishandled, misrepresented down and outers.
Thank you. Great answer. And I hope everyone takes it to heart. And another question. It's been said that our Earth is going to graduate into another density. And when she does, the people that can't have the energy to fit into that density are going to have to separate out and go somewhere else. I believe it's going to graduate into the fourth density. The whole planet at one time. And is there truth to that?
We see that there is a separation of the third density and the fourth density. And as the third density increases in frequency, then the fourth density increases in frequency, and there is a just where the vocabulary fails, it's sort of a frequency barrier. And as the frequency of the third density gets higher, the frequency of the fourth density also gets higher. And so the Earth is increasing in frequency, and there are already individuals who are not able to stay with the program, with the frequencies, and are not able to track. And less and less of those people that aren't able to track are able to have bodies and come into the density. As far as having a separate Earth, it's different than simply there being two Earths. They are another one of those words, conjunctive. They are fitting into each other, and they are harmonics and resonating with each other. Individuals can graduate from the third density and move into another, like a group soul. And the group souls can be at a higher density, for instance, a Ra group with a 6, a De Elohim group with a 10th. Everything is orderly, organized, and it is not that it was a lot of work to do. It is simply organized by the... it's another one of these words, technology, that's the wrong word, by the mechanics of the situation, that's the wrong word too, but perhaps it gives you an idea.
Mm-hmm. How long in years do you see this separation between third and fourth density is going to reach a culmination point?
Everything is a work in progress. As some of the people in the third density wake up and begin to tap into the higher densities, it can tend to raise the whole realm. And time is a result. It isn't a primary thing. It's a result of all the interactions.
Mm-hmm. Time is what creates the movement into the fourth density. So as more people move into the fourth density, the nature of time shifts. Is that what, am I understanding that correctly?
The nature of time does not shift, but time can get faster.
That's what I mean. I'm considering speed. Yeah, time can get faster. So, but I mean, as more people shift, it shifts everything.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I wanted to ask. Next question from Dave Ferringer. Hi, Dave. In Mercer, Pennsylvania, formerly of Grove City, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And he asks, when I hear about someone suffering in the past, often I send a prayer to them for comfort and guidance, even if it was years in the past, because I assume prayer transcends the third dimension and is not bound by time. So are prayers for past events, in fact,
helpful.
Yes, they are. Even though the event may have passed, the trauma to the individual and to the people may be still in existence. And sending the prayer may help to heal that past trauma.
Thank you. Is there any special way to send a prayer to the past, or just think it and ask it with a high intent?
There is no special way. All prayers work if they are for the highest good and they are have the intention behind them.
Okay, thank you. John Siboransky asks, was the thunder that Sija and Don heard during our meditation session on our last two Saturday calls directly related to our meditation?
Yes, timing joy, of- joy, joy, yes, yes, joy. Joy, spreading, sending you joy from Mother Earth.
The timing of the thunder seemed to suggest that the Earth was responding to it with appreciation.
Yes.
Okay, you've answered that, okay?
Yes.
Does the Earth, you know, I'll ask this question adding on to that. Does the Earth have a lot to say about various events like rain and thunder and earthquakes and volcanoes?
It is sort of a broad question. It is individually within the region where it is happening. It is guided by local spirits and to some extent larger area spirits, in charge of areas, and to some part to Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. And can Mother Earth initiate the lower spirits to activate stuff? Or
it is a co-creation, depending upon the intention and the perception and the availability of the lower spirits.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. This is from Edgina.
Yes.
A lot of events are happening around the world, and people are losing their jobs, getting sick, and losing their beliefs. Is this time the best time for many people to let certain engraved beliefs go and wake up to the reality of what they are here to accomplish? What can we light workers do to help others who are just breaking down with all these life event changes?
Thank you. Stay stable and calm, and what is appropriate emotion-wise, but stay centered and keep your belief systems. You can become a lighthouse for other people and a stabilization. Your presence can be a stabilization for other people, and your light will spread out and have an effect.
Thank you. Next question is from Kat in Tucson.
Yes.
Just a moment.
Kat, we send you love and light. And we send your beloved love and light.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just pasting it into my sheet for the day. Here we go. Oh, my God, this is a long one. Okay, I would like to ask the Elohim the following question. I do what I refer to as energy work for my home. This usually entails seeing, feeling, and working with energy in and around people that they themselves are unable to see and feel. There is one particular energy that I see, regardless of if I am with a client or alone, that I would like to ask about. I will describe some characteristics of what I see and feel in order to give a clear idea of the specific energy I am asking about. This energy appears in different patterns, but those patterns always consist of a circle with a dot in the middle, similar to a cell and its nucleus, and lines connecting these circles. There is a movie from 1987 called The Predator. In the movie, when the predator becomes invisible, it still has a transparent silhouette that can be seen. The energy I'm asking about has that same invisible but can be seen transparent quality. The energy moves through the air similar to the movement of a small remote control drone. Besides the energy having a very organic feel to it, there are several other reasons I will not mention here that lead me to believe what I am observing is possibly technology of man-made origins. I have attached two drawings in this email illustrating the two most common forms I see this transparent energy appear in. If possible, could you please answer the following? And I'll just ask these four questions one at a time. Am I observing some invisible type of man-made technology?
Yes.
If it is man-made, can you tell me the name of the technology?
We would have a general name. It would be AI. It would be a generated wave. There are more than one type of generated wave. There is the waves that are generated from the ELF. And we are separating these man-made waves from the natural organic waves that connect people, the tether cord that connects the individual to the body, the chords that a black musician can send out to control somebody, a witch can send out to control somebody. The AI can be a dispersing influence. in the neighborhood of the smart meters and routers and electronic equipment and microwaves. But there, beyond that is a generated, purposeful broadcast of energies that are meant to send control. Some people are targeted, and so they are experiencing that more. A targeted individual can be sent microwave radiation and automated intelligence to control their actions or to put words into their heads. Targeted individuals tend to suffer that type of invasion. You can track the source, the direction that it is coming from, and by tracking the direction it's coming from, you can perhaps learn more about which kind of AI it is. For instance, if it's coming from a cell tower or a router, or if it's coming from a satellite, there was a program for a while to send even images called the Blue Beam technology, send images to individuals that they would think that they were making up in their own mind. That's a little bit. You can ask more questions. Do you have more questions now?
Yes. Don Herman asked the question, where on our Whole Planet Healing call, we read a process that was in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce from the Ra group, which talked about sending packets of energy up through your crown chakra, and they would send energy back down and connect with you.
Yes.
And now, Don made a mistake here when he wrote this, because he talks about sending packets of energy to the Elohim, and I'm going to rewrite what he said to the Ra group. Okay.
Well, the Elohim, we say that if you send them to the Elohim, they will work. When you send out the intention of communication, you light up, and we see your light and get the information.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good. I'll tell you what. I'll put the word source in there. Okay? So it may be different for both groups. So it involved the crown chakra, the pineal gland, and the breath, and sending packets of energy to source, which would then be modified and returned to the sender. If you know what I'm referring to, can you elaborate? Thank you, Don Herman.
If you you have a crown chakra, and through the crown chakra you are able to send energy. Some individuals have a light above the crown chakra of like 5 feet high that light up. As their chakra gets in coordination with the pineal gland and the mind and the body to send information up, and then the Ra group receives it and then can send down acknowledgement. They have received it. And as part of the acknowledgement, they might then have a base for the send back information of what you have sent up, like packet of information. And they might send it back so that you would be able to recognize it and know that your communication has been received. Like like somebody sends back for the Morse code, they send back copy. And it would be like, yeah, we got it. An acknowledgement that it has been received.
Would the Elohim and the Ra group send back the acknowledgement in different ways?
The Elohim would, at being at a higher frequency and sending a higher frequency acknowledgement, like they probably would not be as understandable as the Ra group. The Ra group is at a frequency closer to the human, so when they send it back, it should be more recognizable because it is at a lower frequency that individuals are more familiar with.
Thank you. Great answer. I think a lot of people might think they're unworthy of getting a response.
No one is unworthy. They can make themselves unworthy by having the bad intention behind it or something, but it is stand alone. It's standing. It's a communication, and it contains all the elements of the communication, and it stands alone. It doesn't reflect on like if you're some kind of a bad guy and you decide to send a good communication, that stands alone.
In one place in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, it was indicated that the Ra group can surround you with beings, and
yes,
that the more your desire to serve, the more help you would get, the more beings that would be around you, okay?
Well, it's depending upon your need, and if somebody can assist from the other side, then we would like to find them and send them in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the Elohim, one of the distinctions in my own mind was the Ra group actually has beings that are, you know, not physical beings, but beings of...
They have some of physicality within their matrix due to the fact that they have lived a life in the third dimension.
Right. Okay, so, but the beings are physically close to you, physically close, even though they're in another dimension.
Elohim.
Well, they can come into to the third density. They can begin to conceal and come into the third density.
But we can't see them, can we?
They are generally not visible.
Yeah. But the Elohim, if I was visualizing the Elohim, and this might help some other people, I'm going to see if I'm correct. The Elohim has an energy that is close to the center of the universe, and it doesn't. You don't move an entity to be close to a person. You expand to include them in your field. Would that be an accurate way of visualizing it?
It's like stated from a very third density viewpoint. We have our own purposes, our own boundaries, our own abilities to expand or contract as was needed. We don't say, okay, we're going in there, so we're going to now expand. It's very purposeful, control over our energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, comparing it to the Ra group, the Ra group being would actually move in space from one place to another, and the Elohim would exist concurrently in two places.
Not necessarily. The Elohim can come in and as an orb and surround your whole house, even.
Right. So when the Elohim comes in as an orb, is the entity moving their position? The Elohim entity.
Moving is not exactly the right word. Appearing would be a better word.
Okay. Thank you. Let me go to the next question here. Mm-hmm. And the next question is from... Now, there's a lady, and I said I was going to ask her a question. But when I went to ask it, I told her, she didn't put her city in. I think her first initial is V. So could you please resubmit your question for next week and include your city, and I will ask it for you. This is from Antonio. Why is my crown chakra closed, and what can I do to open it?
You might do an exercise. You might, as you are sitting quietly, since the crown chakra has a spin to it, and you would need it to spin freely for it to expand and contract and be open. It can get larger and smaller. It is like a tunnel or a vortex. So just observe your look up toward your top of your head and see if you can feel the moving energy up there. See if you can tell what direction it's moving. Is it moving counterclockwise or is it moving clockwise? Get to be friends with it. And it's connected with the pineal gland. So you can, one of the things is there are processes to Don't use fluoride. It can block up your pineal gland, which could block up the whole area. It can calcify the pineal gland. And so don't use fluoride toothpaste or don't drink fluoride in water. And picture your pineal gland freeing up as it works in conjunction with your crown chakra. That's a little bit about it.
Thank you. And we have 2 minutes. And let me
see. Is there more questions?
I think, let me just see. Oh, Edna, did I ask Edna's question? I don't think I did. A lot of events are happening around the world and people are losing their jobs.
Yes, it has been asked.
You did?
I did ask that.
You asked, yeah.
Okay.
Wayne, I have a really short question about gravity and gravity as a spiritual aspect. It should be pretty short. I saw.
Well, we would like to say that previously one had asked about gravity and Wynne had said it's an attraction and we came in since looking at the consensus reality in the teachings of physics, we said yes. However, it is really a pushing down. And there are, although it doesn't look like particles or anything present, there is a plasma, and it pushes down. And so is there a spiritual aspect to it? Well, it creates connections, which can help people to have a formatted space that they can operate in. That is a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's 6:55, and I think it's time.
Yes, indeed. Send your question again next week.
Yeah.
We look forward to your question.
And let's see here. I'm just looking. You know, there's 3 or 4 people in Whole Planet Healing right now. I'm just looking at the console. And if you don't know the number, it's 712-770-4340. 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250513. And I can tell you that if you're, you know, aside from being a very high planetary service to show up on that call, because what we do is we send energy all over the planet to uplift the vibrations. Aside from that, people seem to have a personal benefit, which is that as you keep attending the calls, you start getting more centered and more detached from what's going on in the world and holding a more stabilized consciousness. And people get to know each other and it becomes a spiritual family, which there's a lot of love and people helping each other all the time. And that is a rare thing to have in this dimension. And if people really care about each other in an authentic way, and here's the phone number, 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513. 250-513. And we do that every day at 7 p.m. And just invite you all to come. And on that note.
Unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you, Cecil. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everybody. And
thank you. Blessings to you all.
Thank you, Nick. It's nice to hear you again.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, everyone here. Much love.
Oh, and thank you, Nick, for your donation.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
How are you, Ben?
All right. We'll see you in a moment.